Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, the week has got to go. I don't know. TGIF, what you got? What you get is 3 hours of Rick Tittle. He'll be here in just a second. There he is. Come on in, Rick. Thank you for holding it down. Rick Tittle with you. Yeah, that's right. That guy, whoever he was, he left. He sucks. For the next 3 hours, we will entertain you with some of the most intriguing, insightful, and unique programming in the history of radio. This is why Marconi toiled in that lab all those years, those long, long years, was so that we could have today's show. And that's the honest truth. So come on in and get heard. The best way to get on the show is to throw your full body weight against the front door here on Broadway in San Francisco. Second best is just to call me up at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down, dial it up. 1-800-878-7529. You know, we're 24/7 here, and I'll be honest with you, because normally I lie. A lot of these shows, they're recorded. Oh, you can call up. You ain't going to get on it. How come? If I have to explain it, that's sad. Also, there are shows where there are just so many hoes, blah, 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 blah. This is the perfect opportunity for you to have your say in the world of football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, Quidditch, roller ball, chess, checkers, rugby, cricket, that type of stuff. Visa and MasterCard are accepted. Sale ends January 1st. Remember, it is a Friday, so hour number one, we check in with Jan Wall, Hollywood lifer, born in Tinseltown. It's Hollywood and the Oscars and movies and the BAFTAs. They all run through her veins. She's going to join us with some fascinating guests. Also, her reviews, her recommendations, and her warnings, things to stay away from. Also, in the third hour, we're going to have John Doerr in studio, one of my favorite Canadian comics. Happy about that for sure, you hoser. He'll be in with us. He's at the Punchline this weekend right here in San Francisco. Big shout out to our troops listening both home and abroad on the American Forces Radio Network. I salute you. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're proud of you. And the Twitter is at Rick Tittle. Come on back, y'all.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Time for your small business report presented by Dell Small Business. Don't fear larger, more established competitors. Remember, you're introducing new products into the market because there is a need for them. You have something that your competition lacks. Many older companies are still hesitant or unwilling to shift their businesses online, leaving the door open for small businesses to win their customers and capture market share at a fraction of the cost. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
Enjoy a powerful business upgrade with Dell Technologies' Black Friday and July event. Get amazing savings with up to 50% off high-performance computers and tech built for business, and be able to take your office with you with Windows 10 Pro. Plus, get great offers on Dell servers, monitors, docks, and more, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL, and speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
All right, thank you so much for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. Also, I would be remiss to say we're not streaming along video-wise on twitch.tv as well. Search for Sports Byline. Jan Wall is with us, our good buddy, as they say, the Hollywood insider and film critic extraordinaire. How you doing, Jan?
I'm doing great, Rick. How about you?
It's always good to hear your voice,
Jan. Yeah, man, things are good. Well, you know, I have a lot of joy in my life. Last night I went to the reopening of the Tonga Room after all the COVID. I just love that Polynesian Tonga, you know, Tahiti tiki lounge thing. I just love that. I grew up with that kind of stuff. I used to think there was a place called Polynesia where everybody had a drink with an umbrella in it and people just, you know, there were blowfish hanging from the wall. And I used to think that place existed because where I grew up, there was, you know, there was like the Luau, which was owned by Lana Turner's husband and was very Hollywood. And they had the storm like they have in the Tonga Room at the Fairmont. And, you know, where they have a storm every few minutes and they have a live band on the water and totally cool. So I would tell people, if they're in San Francisco, go to the Tonga Room.
Yep. I remember going to a prom there in 1981. It was a big deal. All right. We have a couple of guests with us right now. We're very happy to have Kelly Surrett and Victoria Ray Sook. Victoria is an actress, and Kelly has created a musical called Moms, the musical Ain't No Hood Like Motherhood. Kelly, you know, a lot of people...
I love that title, man. I love that title.
It's good stuff. Kelly, a lot of people during the pandemic said, you know, I'm going to write a book, I'm going to learn French, I'm going to play the guitar, and nobody did anything. You actually did something here, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I mean, I was given the gift of time, and I put it to good use. Yeah, I finally was able to have the time to get pen to paper and get down this musical that's been on my heart for many years. So, COVID actually really was a blessing in many, many ways for me.
Wow. You know, I've always wanted to write a musical, and I was influenced by The King and I and, you know, Singing in the Rain and all the great musicals, you know, Oklahoma and Oliver, what about you? What were you inspired by to do this?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I there's so many fantastic musicals that, come to mind. I mean, but I'm definitely a generation from, you know, the Wicked era. Early modern Millies definitely influenced me. And, of course, Les Mis, love it or hate it, it's one of my favorites. So I was definitely influenced by a lot of those. And I do think that Moms, the musical, has kind of the elements of that old, you know, classic musical mixed with a contemporary, you know, energy. So I think you'll get the best of both worlds.
And Victoria, I mentioned you're an actress, but you're also going to direct this. What's it like when you get a concept that Kelly has and you think, okay, now I got to make this reality? What are those challenges for you?
Yes, it's actually incredible. It's inspiring and challenging directing and choreographing this. You talk about being inspired by the greats. I feel like Kelly is one of the greats in tackling a show of this magnitude. The first time I really sat down to try to direct this, I was like, oh my God, there's like 18 songs in here, and coming up with original choreography and stage pictures to make it that beautiful. It is a little intimidating because I want to do justice to this beautiful work and tell the story that that deserves to be told. And you want to make sure that you're putting it on stage in the way that gives justice to this story, because it is so gorgeous. And it is challenging at times, especially getting back in the room after 18 months of doing a lot of Netflix and chill. We've done some Zoom shows, and I've gotten used to directing on a MacBook screen, and getting back in the room with actual people has been so gratifying, but challenging again.
The second word to musical often is comedy. So I could see a lot of comedy with motherhood, as well as sort of drama torch songs. I mean, do you do all of it? Do you do the big 76 trombones number, and then you do the, man, I love him so.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, you get the best of both worlds with this show. You're going to laugh and you're going to cry, but yeah, you're going to laugh a lot. It dominates with comedy, for sure, I would say. But it's also very poignant, and, you know, we definitely bring out the challenges in motherhood and the struggles that women face, you know, but we find the sense of humor in all of that.
Yeah, that's something interesting too, Kelly, because, you know, a lot of times you'll say, hey, this is a good topic, or this has a nice, you know, social message, but the bottom line is, this is the entertainment world, and it's got to be entertaining. So how were you able to create something that had that type of a pace to it?
Well, it's a fast and furious show. The energy, the lines and everything, it's just quick, it's fast, it's high energy, and it really just, it's a one-liner after one-liner after one-liner. Really all I had to do was look at the reality of motherhood, and there was just so much darn material there. I mean, it just, it lends itself to, you know, all of the things that I've been through and my friends have been through and other, you know, women and mothers have been through. They're just, you have to find the sense of humor in it sometimes to survive it. And I think just capturing the reality in and of itself, and maybe just exaggerating it a little bit and heightening it a little bit, that's how we were able to make this sort of what you would say. I mean, it's definitely a fun ride. It's definitely entertaining. It's what you want from a musical. There's the big production numbers, but there's also the beautiful ballads that, you know, are more heartfelt. So, I mean, yeah. It really took just looking at the reality.
Well, and I think that motherhood is so theatrical. I was inspired. Yeah. I begged Kelly to put a tap dance in the show because I saw my sister, you know, cooking in one hand, holding a baby in the other hand while playing Legos with her feet. And I was like, this really is a tap dance, isn't it? It is so theatrical. Mm-hmm. So we have to do this because mothers are tap dancing all of the time.
Wow.
Well, that's something I want to point out is that this will be available live stream on the 24th at 2 p.m. And I should say, Kelly, this is a workshop production, which is open to industry professionals. So in a way, this is kind of like an audition, isn't it?
100%. It's definitely one of those investor auditions where industry professionals can come and take a look at the show. And, you know, we have very high hopes for an off-Broadway or Broadway run of this show. And, you know, people can come in person. We do have some in person. I mean, obviously it's limited by COVID, but we're definitely having some folks come into the actual space and see the show. But because of COVID, now we have this amazing thing called live stream, and we're able to live stream it to the general public. And the general public ticket sales are actually being donated to a nonprofit called Moms for Moms New York City, which is an amazing 501c3 that provides care for single mothers in New York. So they do the pre- and postnatal care. They provide, you know, diapers and all the stuff that single mothers might need. So we're kind of able to have, like, again, this, like, really nice dichotomy where we're doing this audition for industry professionals, but we're also able to give something back to mothers in New York. So it's kind of really cool.
Very cool. We're out of time, but make sure to go to surettandhall.com, and that's Surette, surettandhall.com/moms-the-musical. You can follow them on Instagram at moms.themusical. Kelly Surette and Victoria Grace, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
All right. Good stuff. And Jan, we got an open segment. We'll dive into your brain.
I'm ready for it, baby. I'm ready.
All right. Come on back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. That's 800-251-7460.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
Hey, thanks for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, with film critic Jan Wall, and we're going to get her recommendations. Jan, let me ask you a question real fast.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about going to the movie theater for the first time in a year and a half, and I saw that In the Heights was playing. Well, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
I saw that it was playing, and I know you loved it. And at the last second, I didn't go because I saw it was 2.5 hours. Now,
right?
If a movie like Dances with Wolves was 2.5, and I loved every second of it, so
I think you'd love every second of this.
All right, so I should still go.
Absolutely, you should go. If you don't see it in the big screen in the Heights, you miss the choreography and the color and the joy and the exuberance. And it sucks you in. It's got a little Hamilton, you know, it's got the rap thing, but it's also got this great story and characters and sexiness, and you want to know what's going to happen. And you just, you know, go for the ride, honey. Go for the ride.
All right, good stuff. So, Jenny, what's going on in your world?
Okay, here's the weird part. This week, for some reason, I actually paid attention to Britney Spears. I never pay attention to Britney Spears, ever. And I've met her, and I found her a really sad character and all of this, but I never think about her. And now there's this big scandal about her, you know, being her father runs her life, and it's like this sad scandal at her age, all that stuff going on. So I started thinking of other scandals I really like, which led me to two of my favorite movies about scandals, and I watched both of them this week. And I really want you guys out there, everybody, guys and gals, please see these movies, okay? You know the guy that played Superman, George Reeves, on television?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, he also was killed. He didn't jump off a house and thinking he could fly, or he wasn't depressed about his career. In fact, he was excited about his career. He was actually shot because he was having an affair with the wrong woman. The woman who had a gangster for a husband who actually helped run MGM Studios. Bob Hoskins plays him. Diane Lane is the woman, but Ben Affleck should have been nominated for an Oscar as George Reeves. Mm. The movie is called Hollywoodland. Okay, this thing is so good. Adrian Lyme is in it. I mean, it's just fantastic. It's just a wonderful film noir kind of L.A. Confidential story of what happened when this murder was covered up. So it's about George Reeves' murder, and it's called Hollywoodland.
I did see that movie, and and Diane Lane plays the woman.
Isn't she fab?
And the thing about Diane Lane is she's the exact same age as me, and remember the movie A Little Romance?
Yeah, sure. She was a little girl in that.
Yeah, 1979. And so we were the same age. So I've had a crush on her since 1979.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And she's still gorgeous, honey. Gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I interviewed her recently. Just terrific. She works all the time. She's just great. Okay, the other movie is Peter Bogdanovich's movie. William Randolph Hearst got away, in my opinion, with shooting a man named William Ince, thinking it was Charlie Chaplin having an affair with his mistress, Marion Davies, on the ship, on his yacht. This is about the William Ince death at sea. It's called The Cat's Meow. The Cat's Meow, and it's 1920s Hollywood, and it's how Hearst got away with murder.
And he did. He got away completely with it. It's really good. It's called The Cat's Meow, and it's very 1920s Hollywood, takes you away, and really heavy-duty murder and madness.
Good stuff. You know what else I was thinking, too? I was watching this movie on HBO Max called No Good Reason, and I saw in the opening credits that Brendan Fraser was going to be in it, and I thought,
what happened to him?
That's exactly what I was thinking. What happened to him is he's about 300 pounds now. And
no, really?
Yeah, and he's a great actor. And, of course, he was a Hollywood heartthrob. He was about handsome, as rugged, as...
Right.
And the girls... Well, I remember one time hearing said that, I think it was Alec Baldwin saying, if you're not a threat to other men, but you're beautiful to women, then the men and the women will like you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think Fraser was like that. He kind of seemed like your best friend. But anyway, he's a great actor. But I was thinking, you know, society, and especially Hollywood, it's so cruel that if a woman gets to a certain age, they don't want her anymore.
Right.
And I was talking about this the other day about Amy Adams and about... Kate Winslet, that they're heavy now. It was nice to see Brendan Fraser comes back, and they might say, well, it's easier for a man, but he's like 300 pounds now.
Is he a character actor now? I mean, is he the lead man? Is
he was
romance?
No, he was kind of a I'll just say he's a gangster in it.
Okay. You know, there's a movie called Queen Bees that just came out that I saw that's now on pay-per-view and a couple other, outlets, and it's called Queen Bees, and it's got Anne Margaret. This is a new film, Anne Margaret and Octavia Spencer, and a group of other women, all of about in their 70s, I would say. And they're just great. They're out there, and they're feisty, and they're being mean to other people at their senior facility that they're living in. And James Caan is in it as a, and he's kind of fat in it, and he's in it as a, the romantic guy. But to see Anne Margaret, oh, I'm such a fan. I don't care what age she is. I just love her. I always see her on the back of a motorcycle or in Bye Bye Birdie. I mean, I'm just a big fan. So anyway, she's in it as she is now, if you want to see her now. It's a dumb, fun movie.
Yeah. No, I had an actor from that movie the other day, Courtney. He played Malachi in Children of the Corn. You know, he was the redhead kid. But anyway, he's in that movie. We were talking about it. And that's exactly what I said. Once you see Bye Bye Birdie, you're going to have a crush on Anne Margaret forever.
And the funny thing is, you could be a gal, a straight gal, or a lesbian, but you could be a straight gal and completely crush on Anne Margaret. I always have.
You can always have a platonic crush.
Absolutely. And I just think, hubba hubba, Anne Margaret, you go, girl. And I interviewed her, I don't know, about 10 years ago. And with Roger Smith, her husband, who was with us at the time, and she was very shy, you know. And she says, "Oh, I'm kind of quiet," she said. "But boy, put me on a motorcycle." I thought, "Yeah, okay."
You know who I have a platonic crush on? We talked about this about a year ago. Is James Norton in Grantchester? Remember him, the vicar?
Oh my God!
That guy is so handsome.
Love that guy.
He's crazy handsome.
My God. And then they tried to replace him with somebody else on Grantchester. It was like, please.
this guy
is so hot. What's he doing now? Oh, my God.
He was recently in a movie I saw on Netflix where he played kind of a psycho boyfriend, and it was a complete waste of his talents.
Yeah. I mean, to play a minute, like a preacher. Wasn't he like
he was a vicar.
He was a vicar, yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that the same as, what is that?
Well, a vicar can still have a wife, so it's not like a priest. It's the Church of England.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because he was so hot, I mean, it was like, come on, vicar, take that collar off,
Well, there were a couple times he did.
He did.
And then he would be out chopping wood with his shirt off and stuff.
Oh. Wow.
Now, tell us, you've got something going on, don't you, Jen?
What? Sorry.
No, Darren, I know, you're like dreamland. Oh. Darren told me that you've got something going on that you wanted to talk about.
Oh, it's just,
scandals. You know, I was talking about Hollywood scandals.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a big deal. Every Saturday night for a half hour, I do movie talk on KGO Radio
mm-hmm.
in San Francisco. And people can get it all over the world, I think. KGO Radio is a huge station here in the Bay Area. And it's all talk, you know, all the time. And so for a half hour, I talk about movies. And every week I have a different topic. And this week I have scandals. And so, you know, like 4th of July, we had Independence Day movies, da-da-da-da, whatever. So this week I have scandals. Yeah, it's every Saturday night at 7:30, KGO Radio, which is 810 on your AM dial.
810 AM. It's right down the street.
It's a fun
Cumulus station.
People call in like they do on your show, and they go, well, what about this, and what about that, and what about Johnny Stompanato getting killed by Lana Turner? You know, all the good stuff.
I remember one time, you know, growing up Catholic, I knew a lot of Italians, and this one girl I knew, her grandfather was like, let me tell you about Joey Bananas when they put him in the trunk. And I was like, blah, 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 blah. And I held my ears. He's like, what are you doing? I go, I don't want to hear this. And he's like,
really?
Yeah,
why not?
Because I don't want to know about Joey Bananas getting. And he said, if somebody asks you what you know, you say, I don't know nothing. I go, I know. I want that to be true. I don't want to hear these inside mafia stuff.
See, and that's how we're different. I just live for that stuff. Ever since I was a little girl, and we had a guy named Nick the Barber or something that would ride up and down on our street in L.A. in a really fancy car, you know, one of those fancy Buicks back mm-hmm. in the late 50s, early 60s, really fancy.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad would always say, there he goes, Nick the Barber.
Oh, good Lord.
No, we liked gangsters.
All right.
Knocking gangsters.
We have a guest coming up next. More of Rick Tittle and Jan Wall. That would be me. That would be her. Come on back.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
I'm Ron Barr. All my life I've been active, playing tennis, pickup basketball, cycling, and swimming. But let me tell you, as I've gotten older, my body now tells me when enough is enough and I've done too much. Did you know 100 million Americans suffer from ongoing pain due to aging, exercise, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living? I want to recommend Relief Factor to you. Relief Factor can help all those body parts that are hurting, sore, such as neck and shoulder, back, hip, or knee, or just general muscle aches and pains. Here's what I recommend. Go to ReliefFactor.com to find out more. And Relief Factor has something special for the Sports Byline USA Network listeners. You can get their 3-week quick start program for just $19.95. That's only 95 cents a day. So give them a call at 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. Or check it out at ReliefFactor.com.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635, 800-732-9635, 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Business heals all wounds. I mean, look at our relationship with Germany or Japan. Who can even remember what all the fuss was about?
Rick Tittle, you done broke my heart, but I still take you back. You hella fine.
You better get in line, girl. Welcome back to the show, Rick Tittle with you and Jan Wall, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network.
I'm in line.
We're quite pleased to bring in author, film critic, film theater owner, Derek Zemrak. He has a book called 50 Movies You May Not Have Seen That You Should. Derek, welcome to the show, and it's a perfect timing because after the pandemic, people feel like they've seen everything.
Right, exactly. And most people said, oh, you know, I've seen this on Netflix. Yes, you've seen this. Yes, yes, yes. So now, so that's why I wrote the book, and then I came up with 50 movies. Now, these aren't movies that are huge blockbusters. These are movies that only, amongst all the movies in the book, only grossed about $10 million on an average. So that, Jan can testify, that ain't good.
What? Well, how did you pick the movies, Derek, really, specifically?
Yeah, I mean, people ask me, oh, these are your favorite 50 movies. No, these are movies that I think for each reason that I had it in the book is why I had them. Because some are cinematography, some are character development, some are just great stories that will inspire people. Now, I know you guys do a lot of sports, so there is one sports movie in here called The Final Season, which was directed by David Mickey Evans. Name may sound familiar. He directed and wrote The Sandlot and also Radio Flyer, okay? And it's a true story based about a high school team in Norway, Iowa, that actually won 19 state championships in 22 seasons in a town that has a population of 586 people, okay? So what's happening is that the school district decides they're going to merge the two schools together because of population. Well, what they have to do is they have to fire the head coach to do this. Now, the town is in uproar. They bring in a new coach, and that's played by Sean Astin, and they have their final season. Now, will they win the championship? Well, we just have to find out in this movie by David Mickey Evans, you know, most known for The Sandlot. So.
And what's it called again, Derek?
The Final Season. Came out in 2007. Had a small theatrical release and then went to video. Now, it is on currently right now on Amazon, and it's periodically on Netflix. So, yeah, The
Isn't Final Season. Isn't that great? So you're turning people on to movies that should have been hits, but weren't for some odd reason.
Should have been.
You know?
Yeah, and this one I picked because of inspiration. I mean, you know, everyone knows Rudy and all these other sports movies. But this is about a team that came together, and it's about loyalty, respect, and family, which, you know, those are hard things to say nowadays.
Yeah. Well, you know, you would know when a movie should have been a hit and wasn't because you show movies in the most beautiful movie theater I've probably ever been to, which is the Orinda, which you own. And the Orinda Theater is Art Deco. And you feel like you're back in the 30s. It's so beautiful, but everything's state of the art in terms of showing the movie. And you know what movies to choose. So I could see it being a book as well as being you being this entrepreneur that runs a theater. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, actually, the Rinda got listed as the 25th most beautiful city in the world. So we were very pleased when we received that honor out of Italy. Mm-hmm. So I don't even know how we got it. All of a sudden we got this list that came out on all over the place. And it was a magazine in Italy that listed us as the 25th most beautiful
It's a great theater. I went to college at St. Mary's, and I went to that theater many, many times. The only thing bad about Arinda is that Casper's left. But other than that, it's great.
God.
Yeah, that does happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But so back to the book a second. Is it easy to get this book? What's an easy way to get this book? I want to get this book.
Yeah, it's actually, it's on Amazon, and you can go to any bookstore and order it. It's distributed, or published, I should say, distributed, I'm talking about movies, right? Published by Bear Manor Media out of Florida, and so it's a fun little read, and it has a lot of great photos, too. I mean, every movie in the book has a photo, either of the actor or the movie poster, so it's a really good, you know, I kind of say, you know, it's perfect for the bathroom, because they're all short readings.
Yeah, right? I know. Bathroom reading is so important.
The greatest characterization I have ever seen of Martin Landau's on the cover, too. You want to pick it up, but let me ask you this. Whenever you have a list, 50 movies, I would believe that one or two made it that you were kind of like, eh, and then one or two didn't make it. You were like, oh, I wish they would have made it. So what were those fringe movies?
Actually, one of them that I think a lot of people had seen that I had in there was Monster, and I know Jan knows this movie. And that is an incredible movie, an independent film. You know, Charlize Theron, you know, stars in it. She completely transforms herself. She wins an Oscar when people really didn't know who she was. I mean, she did a couple indie films before that, but then she just skyrocketed, and that's a great movie. Now, every time there's so many movies that I thought I would have in the book, and then said, oh shoot, I got to go down to 50, and that list is probably a little too long for me to pick just one. So,
What's one that you put on that you want to see when you need to laugh? When you know, like I'm into my favorite year with Peter O'Toole, like that's it for
right.
me. What do you put on when you just need to feel good and life is beating you up?
Actually, I love Good Will Hunting. That's kind of an uplifting film. I mean, growing up on the East Coast and moving away from my friends, you know, is like a similar connection. So I think that's the thing with movies. You know, I connect, you know, with movies as you do, Jan. You know, you kind of have to find something in the movie that moves you. And that one always uplifts me because it's like, you know what? Everybody, you know, has an opportunity and you got to seek those opportunities. So.
A couple more questions for Derek Zemrak. Once again, the book, 50 Movies That You May Not Have Seen But That You Should. One thing that you have in common, of course, with Jan, Derek, is that you've interviewed dozens and dozens of Hollywood stars. And I was just looking at the list, and one name really jumped out at me as someone who seems like he's charming and would tell a good story. Do you have any anecdotes from your time with Tony Curtis?
Yeah, I do. Some are good, some are good, and some are. He was a great guy to the public behind the scenes. He was a little hard to deal with, but he was going through some health issues, so we'll give him that. So he was fantastic with the people, with his fans. He loved his fans. He loved to, you know, entertain people. When we had him at the California Independent Film Festival that year, it got a little sidetracked when the mayor brought him on stage before we were supposed to because he gave him the key to the city. Now, Jan can testify, when you bring a celebrity up on a stage, they don't want to leave the stage. So we had this whole tribute night with him, with all kinds of people, Shirley Jones and Marty Ingalls, and all these people were going to tribute him, and then all of a sudden Tony took the stage, and then all of a sudden it was like, I'm not leaving. Okay, thank you. Where's my other award? Let's go.
And
that was a fun night.
One time Derek and I did Richard Dreyfuss together, I mean on the stage.
Yeah.
And that was really fun. That was really fun. I thought Dreyfuss was terrific.
Dreyfuss was
very emotional.
I mean,
he was very emotional.
Yeah. Well, again, that was the first time that his whole entire family, all of his kids, actually were in the same room together in years. Mm. And he was being honored and tributed, and I think it really meant a lot to him. And you could see it, you know, in that day. So.
Richard Dreyfuss, man, what a star.
And then another one that I love. Do you have any Cloris Leachman stories?
Yeah, we have a lot of Cloris Leachman stories.
He wasn't dead with Cloris Leachman. Derek wasn't dead with Cloris Leachman.
Yeah, when we actually did an interview with her at the California Zenit Film Festival one year, she was doing a press conference, and I just met Cloris, and We had, you know, it was at the Rose Hotel in Pleasanton. We had a suite, you know, the news stations were all there, magazines. And so I called Socorro, and of course, you know, we're going to be coming up, you know, you need to be down in about 5 minutes. I'll come up. And she goes, no, can you come up first? And I said, okay. So I go up first, and she's in bed in her, you know, sleeping attire, in bed. Mm-hmm. And I said, Lourdes, what's going on? She goes, oh, she says, I do my best performing in bed. She says, let's bring everyone up here and we'll do the interviews around my bed.
Wow.
And I thought she was joking. And then we get everybody up there, and sure enough, she's still in bed, and she tells me, she says, Derek, she says, get in bed with me too, she says, so we can really have a great interview.
Yeah.
That's Cloris.
I want to tell everybody, Derek's pretty cute, so I can see why Cloris did that. You go, girl.
Right.
And married, yeah. By the way. But, yeah, she was a trip, man. You know,
yeah.
Derek, you know, just to be honest, Derek and I have done a lot of things together and had a lot of fun together. I mean, we've just been so lucky to know each other.
So, Derek, there's no, I mean, you guys are peers. There's no, like, I have to scoop Jan Wall. Damn it, she got the interview first.
Oh, no, absolutely. Jan's way above me. Jan's way above me.
Oh, no. Are you kidding? I don't own a gorgeous Art Deco theater called the Orinda. I mean, that place is so beautiful with the best popcorn. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's got original movie posters from the year that, you know, and the movie posters alone are amazing to see.
Right. Well, we actually use real butter, which a lot of people use, the theaters use that oil or whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
So
the stuff that stains your shirts, yeah.
Yeah.
Are we in a good place with movies? Oh, sorry, honey, but are we in a good place with movie theaters? I mean, are they going to be okay?
Yeah, I mean, actually, you know, last night with Black Widow, you know, in the movie theater, we actually had our largest crowd that we've had at any movie. So hopefully this is a turning point for movie theaters all over. You know, I think everyone needs to, you know, if you're thinking about, you know, streaming Black Widow on Disney Plus and pay $30, you know, support your local theater, you know, at the matinee or $10, you know, for the evening program or whatever. Just, you know, really, you know, the arts need their help right now, and anything you can do of all movie theaters and music venues who are coming back, you know, just, you know, to have a second thought before you stream something right now. And really,
yeah, you,
help the theater.
You think about the irony. For a year and a half, the theater was filled with Black Widows, and then now...
That is so funny.
Weird. That is weird.
All right, everybody.
How is Black Widow? I'm dying to see it.
Yeah, it's good, actually. I thought it was a little rushed. I mean, Kate Shortland actually directed it. She had a film in the film festival a couple of years ago called Lore. I don't know if you saw it. It's a German film. Fantastic film. Edgy, gritty, you know, just intense. So I thought, okay, she's doing Black Widow. It's going to be something else. And that's the way it started out, but it kind of got really, I want to call it Disney-esque at the end, you know, which felt like maybe the Disney executives looked at the first part and said, you know what, you know, let's go back to the blowing up and all this kind of stuff. And I just felt that it was kind of lazy towards the end, but that's my opinion.
Yeah, but people should see it on the big screen, Derek.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
See it on the big screen because there is a lot of special effects.
My little movie critic. Oh, you're such a movie critic.
All right. Make sure to pick up the book, 50 Movies You May Not Have Seen That You Should, by our guest, Derek Zemrak. And if you're out in the East Bay, make sure to get over to the Orinda Theater right through the Caldecott Tunnel. Derek, congratulations on the book, and thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much,
Derek.
And thanks for having me.
All right, we'll take a quick break, Jen. One more wreck out of you. How about that?
Okay.
All right, come on back, everybody.
Tell me who's watching. Who's watching me?
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, Make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible.
Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Tittle ate 200 chicken wings at Yo Mama's house last night. Now, back to Fat Boy.
Couple minutes left with Jan Wall. Jan, what else you got going for us?
Well, Derek Zimrock just mentioned Monsters, you know, Monster with Charlize Theron.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking what a total buzzkill that would be, is if you were on a date or you were thinking about making love or anything like that. Don't see it if you are at all in the mood, you know what I'm saying, or thinking that you're going to get lucky or whatever, because it's just it's such a horrible film if you ever want to make love, because it's just, she just kills, you know, men, and she seduces them and kills them. But then if you want to laugh about that, there's this terrible movie Madonna did where she kills, she's like a black widow. We were just talking about the new movie Black Widow, and oh man, she kills guys who old guys. She finds old guys, kills them right before they're about to, you know, have sex with her or whatever they can do. She has them sign over their lives to her, and then she kills them. And it's a terrible Madonna movie with Willem Dafoe, where I would recommend that, but I can't remember the name of it. It's terrible, but it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
But it also makes you wonder about having sex.
All right. You know what? Just one more thing before we go. We heard from Derek about Kate Shortland, who directed mm-hmm. Black Widow. Apparently the story was that she declined it, and that Scarlett Johansson had to call her and basically beg her to do it. But then she said, did Kate Shortland, I had to make the movie violent because the female experience is very violent. What do you think of that?
Whoa. I think that's accurate. Besides, anything Scarlett Johansson does, I'm in line to see.
All right.
I'm a huge fan of her. She's just terrific, and I will see that movie on the big screen. Let's support the movie theaters.
I can't wait to go back. By the way, Darren just chimed in, said that Madonna movie was called Body of Evidence.
That's right, Body of Evidence.
Never heard of it.
So bad. Oh, my God. She has sex with Defoe on top of a car, and then she hits the light with her high heel that's at the top of the garage, and he gets all bloody on his back. And then his wife says, how did that happen, honey?
Jan Wall, have a great weekend, kid.
Bye-bye.
I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.